Blog Talk Radio.
Sheltering at home has brought us the opportunity of a lifetime to nurture our relationships, yet too many of us feel stuck, frustrated, and unable to intimately connect. Get ready to recreate that spark and really find more love in your life now. Stay tuned. Welcome to my radio show. I'm your host, Dr. Erica Goodstone, licensed mental health counselor, healing through love relationship healer, somatic body psychotherapist, and health and wellness coach, helping men and women heal their bodies and their relationships through love. Author of the Love Me, Touch Me, Heal Me book series, the romantic novel Love in the Blizzard of Life, and the powerful life-changing, love-changing love lessons for your soul. This show is all about living your dreams, fulfilling your life purpose, and creating and sustaining love and health and total well-being for the rest of your life, no matter what age you are right now. In every episode, I speak with exciting and positive men and women who are proving that life can and often does get better and better as we reach our 30s, 40s, 50s, 60s, 70s, and beyond. Helen Hillocks is an intuitive counselor and licensed therapist with 35 years of experience supporting her clients to heal past traumas and limiting beliefs and supporting them to catapult forward to lives of joy, connection, and adventure. Helen uses her powerful intuitive gifts and processes to dive deep and more quickly. She works with clients all over the world via video conference. Her upcoming virtual summit, Sacred Sexuality Revealed, Secrets to Passionate Intimacy, Deeper Intimacy, and Lasting Desire, on which I'm one of the featured speakers, is a unique opportunity to clear your mind of fear during this pandemic crisis and immerse yourself in the world of sensuality. Sexuality, touch, yes, touch, which is currently on the back burner in our society, and pleasure. And because Helen Hillocks invited me to speak on this special summit, I got inspired to create my own coming the first week in May 2020, The Science and Poetry of Love. So I'm really delighted to welcome you today, Helen Hillocks.
Well, thank you so much, Erica. It's a pleasure to be here with you again, and I have loved our back and forth connection over these months of co-creating things together, and I'm so happy to collaborate again.
Yeah, it's fun, isn't it? Collaboration is the key.
Yes.
I even heard Governor Cuomo talking about collaboration among the governors of different states.
You know, it's so interesting that our topic is sacred sexuality today, because that really, it's an interesting synchronicity that collaboration is what it's all about, really. I don't know if you want me just to...
No, I'd like to have
take
you
it,
first just briefly,
to take it.
Briefly tell you, Ellen, just briefly tell your background, you know, just a little bit about yourself and why you created something about sacred sexuality.
Well, I grew up in the 60s and 70s, that's the 1960s and 70s, and, you know, during the sexual revolution, and I had a tremendous amount of, you know, experiences that were encouraged back in those days that didn't really suit me that well. You know, I thought I was wild and crazy and, you know, had promiscuous sex and ended up with having abortions and getting into a lot of abusive situations and everything but sacred sexuality, you know, drugs, alcohol, And mm-hmm. in the end, I felt a lot of shame about myself, and it took me a long time to develop a real understanding and practice of sacred sexuality, and I don't want people to have to go through that. I know that religion can make you feel ashamed of sexuality, your family, our whole culture is geared toward, you know, women feeling like they have to satisfy men. And I can't tell you how many women I work with who don't know how to express themselves or release their sexuality, and men who are taught they have to perform and, you know, look like the studly guy. So there are just so many different counterproductive messages out there in the culture and in people's past experiences and traumas that counterproductive to people being able to feel like sexuality is a blessing from the divine energies of the universe, of people connecting to that divine energy. So anyway, I developed a passion for it, and that's why I love to support individuals and couples to really take a look at their experiences and what their vision is and try to heal what's in the gap there.
And so why do you call it sacred sexuality? What is that?
Well, you know, it's interesting. I've done two summits now on this topic, and I have a lot of different perspectives to support me to kind of define what is my unique perspective about it. And the sacred part to me is the connection to the divine. And whatever that means to you, you may only think of the divine as nature. When you go out into nature and you see the trees and the little bees flying around getting the nectar from the flowers, and you know, whatever that to me is absolutely divine, you know, all the way to religious beliefs or spiritual beliefs of a higher power, that sexuality is a creative energy of the universe, whether we're talking about trees or bees or people. And so if you mm-hmm. think of it in that generic way, you know, sexuality is a sacred act, and it takes it so far beyond, you know, so many of the experts have their little catchphrases about it. You know, the latest one I heard was knocking boots, or friction and fantasy, or what, you know, I know, whatever, it takes it so far beyond that. And people are, it's so interesting. I think that during this pandemic, people really are looking for something. They're just looking for something, looking for a deeper meaning. And I'm so excited about both of our summits coming out right now, because I think it couldn't be at a better time in history for people to really start taking a look at what is intimacy. And I'm not just talking about genital contact. When I say sacred sexuality, I'm talking about a body, mind, spirit, heartfelt connection that brings two people together with the oneness. And that's the ingredient, you know, is with the oneness. And I don't care if you're driving down the road together looking at an amazing sunrise with the landscape inspiring you, and you feel this energy all through your body. To me, that's sacred sexuality, because it's a connecting energy and it's connecting to the oneness. And if you think that way, this is the exciting thing to me, is if you think of sacred sexuality that way, then you can be experiencing sacred sexuality all day with everything you do.
Can also be experiencing it by yourself if you don't have a partner.
Absolutely. Absolutely. That's one of the things. I'm so glad you mentioned that. Exactly. I'm so glad you mentioned
it. No, I absolutely have a few examples. One person was having an affair with someone married, and she can't connect with him because he can't even text her or anything, you know, and another person is engaged, but they're not with each other, you know, so a lot of people, even if they have a partner, are alone right now.
That's a really great example, and I'm sure you hear this too from your clients and from your viewers and listeners, is the complaint. Why should I focus on sacred sexuality? I don't even have a partner. And I always say it's not
right.
about that. It's about your own connection to the universe. And when people really get that, you know, I was talking to a friend of mine the other day who he is obsessed with finding a partner, with finding a woman. And I said, Brad, you're never going to be happy as long as you feel like, you know, you're missing something. And another woman, too, earlier in the week that I talked to who emailed me from my, you know, from something I published, and she was saying the same thing. Every morning and every night, she focused on this vision that she had of a guy that she wanted. And I said, what you're doing is telling the universe that you are living in a state of lack, and you're worshiping that state of lack twice a day. And I
well,
said,
a lot
you
of
know,
coaches
I said,
will tell you to do that. So that's,
I know,
know
that.
People follow
I know
advice.
That. I know, and I'm, you know, I don't mean to be disrespectful to anybody else's perspective, but that's what you're doing. You're telling the universe that you're missing something rather than focusing on the incredible, fulfilling life that you can create for yourself. And it's interesting because people usually who say to do that, you know, to send out this vision twice a day, are people who say that they are manifestors or attraction, law of attraction or whatever. But really, the law of attraction in its most generic sense is that like vibrations seek like vibrations. And if you are happy and fulfilled and loving and passionate about your body and your life and the world, then you're going to be in that energy plane where somebody else of that particular vibration can find you. But all you're going to do if you're sending out this, I'm desperate to find somebody energy, that's what you're going to get.
And I wanted to add something. I'm glad you mentioned the body, because I was waiting to say this, that when you talk about sacred sexuality, connection to the universe, yes, that's valuable and everything around you, but your own body, to honor your own body. I have done extended water fasts, and I've done special diets and more nutrition, and I feel so good about, so enlivening about taking charge of your health and your well-being and the food that you're eating. So that's another aspect.
Absolutely. And, you know, there's more and more emphasis on taking care of your body as our society becomes more and more out of shape in every way physically. You know, I'm right now on an extended fast with my sister, and I'm with you. It feels so liberating to release anything extra and just feed the soul and feed the body exactly what it needs and exercise. And of course, that enhances any kind of sexuality that you have, any kind of self-esteem that you have. And there's just nothing more to say about that. That's absolutely true. You know, the interesting thing.
All right, so let's. Here you go.
No, go ahead.
I was going to go on to another question.
Go ahead.
All right, so I just was moving on to ask you about love, because you talk about love having many phases and changes.
Absolutely, and, you know, your question segues with the thought that I was having, so that's perfect, which is that people, again, people in our society get hung up on, you know, that I had a client come to me recently who's presenting issue was that she wanted to have squirting G-spot orgasms with her husband. And I said, you know, that's not really the issue. You know, the issue is you want to have deep, satisfying intimacy with your husband. And if, you know, not that she can't have that kind of orgasm if she wants it, but that's not my specialty. There are many, many people, Betty Dodson, Susan Bratton, you know, there are many people out there who specifically guide you with a certain technique, but that's not my jam. You know, my focus mm-hmm. is on helping people develop love, enhance their love, clear away the resentments and traumas that keep them from feeling their love. And then you can create anything you want. But I think people, you know, again, this is part of our culture, is that people want a quick fix. You know, they want to come and say, you know, my wife won't give me blowjobs. You know, tell me how to fix that in, you know, in one easy lesson. And you know, again, it's not, that is not even what they're looking for. They're looking for, I want my wife to want me. I want my wife to love me. I want my wife to want to pleasure me. It's the feeling they're looking for and not the actual behavior. So, you know, that so plays in completely with the love of many phases and forms and eras during your life, which is if you focus on keeping your relationship clear, and you focus on keeping your relationship connected, and you focus on not being reactive and making amends when you need to and really keeping it cleaned up, then you can dive into anything you want together. You can create anything you want.
But I wanted to add here, there are many people that don't think for the loving stuff. They think they're looking for that particular thing, and therefore their partner's not good enough because the partner's not providing that. Or they're not good enough because they can't provide that.
Yeah, I completely understand that. But I'm just saying that I never go into that on that level. I always challenge a person, what is the experience that you're looking to feel? You know, mm-hmm. how are you looking to feel, and what's blocking your relationship from feeling that? I mean, I had a couple recently who came in with, you know, he wanted sex all the time and she didn't, and they ended up talking about their past traumas, and they were able to cry together and really see each other completely differently. And, you know, we never talked about sexual behaviors particularly, even though that's why they came. We never talked about the particular sexual behavior. But then a few months later, the woman texted me, you know, we've had more oral sex both ways in the last 2 months than we have in the last 22 years. And that's what happened.
Because it came naturally.
Exactly. Yeah. Because they felt safe and they felt, you know, they felt secure. They felt understood. They felt, you know, deeply connected again. So that,
and
to me, that's
question.
What sacred.
Yeah. Okay. I'm sorry, because there's a wait and then I ask another question. How can ebbs and flows be just as enriching? You talk about that as just as enriching.
I'm so glad you asked that, Erica. When for some reason one or the other person has lost their sexual desire, or let's say is going through some hormonal change or some age-related illness or whatever it might be, you know, it could be a young person also. A young woman could have just had a baby or whatever. The man could be stressed out from work or have discovered that he was molested as a child. You know, I have that situation going on right now with a couple. And so he has kind of withdrawn into this very deep inner process, and the wife wants to be sexual, but it has challenged them to take a look at everything else in their relationship. And that's the beauty of the ebb, is that, you know what, if the universe is telling us that we are not able to energize that intercourse, you know, genital stimulation aspect of our love, what is it guiding us to focus on? And from my perspective, it's all the rest. You know, it's all the mm-hmm. rest of the relationship. What has been missing? And so much has come to the surface with this particular couple. I'm using it as an example. So much has come to the surface during this ebb time that is now available. It's been revealed so that it can be healed, so that when they return to being sexual together, then it's going to look very different than it looked previously, and it's going to be based on a much deeper mutual understanding and connection again to the sacred energies. So it's a blessing.
All right. Absolutely. It's a beautiful way to describe it, so people don't have to think they have to be on this high all the time. But now you have some tools. So can you tell us some of the deep intimacy tools you have for lasting love?
Well, I mean, I could talk for 2 hours about that. You know, the one thing that comes to my mind first is a sacred ritual that I learned actually from Beth Green and adapted, you know, from my own work, which is a ritual that couples co-create together. But, you know, every time my husband and I are sexual, we do this ritual. And we, for us, the way we do it is that we face one another and connect visually. And then we send chi, you know, the life force energy, and we send it, we do movements along with it. You know, we bring the chi in from the universe through our third eye and then to the other person's third eye. And then we touch that part of them, and then the heart, and then the genitals. And then we send that energy back to the universe, that sexual energy, to be blessed and integrated with the divine energy, and then bring it back into our bodies. Anyway, and we make a circle of candles around us and listen to sacred music. But you can do anything that you want. You know, you can pick, if you're a Christian, you can pick out a certain scripture that you love, and you can say that back and forth to each other. Or, you know, if you're Buddhist, you know, you might meditate together for a few minutes before. It's whatever feels sacred to you. And to include making your space sacred is so important. If you walk into a cluttered up bedroom with clothes on the floor and the bed's not made and you know, it doesn't, and it's not a room that you love, that has so much also to do with the energy of the experience that you co-create. So it's really about just paying attention to creating an energy field that supports you to have a really precious experience together.
That sounds beautiful. All right, so now we get to your summit. Tell us what to expect on this special Sacred Sexuality Revealed Summit.
Well, you know, I started out, I kind of took after you, Erica, when, you know, I started out with 21 interviews and I ended up with 30. So I know that's
what
experience too. Yeah, and which is lovely. You know, I love that when speakers say, oh, you should interview so-and-so. And so, you know, then I do some research on them and feel like, oh, yes, I feel alignment with that person. So, again, the Sacred Sexuality Revealed is not all about sex. You know, some of the people talk about tantra and, you know, sexual exercises that can enhance, you know, that actual kundalini, you know, genital and full body experience. And some people are talking 95% about tools that help you bridge the gap between one person and another and help you really truly understand that other person so that you can develop the intimacy and deepen the connections that allow you to have sacred sexuality. And some people talk about, you know, what if you're fat? What if you're thin? What, you know, what if you have this body type or that physical challenge? You know, so they're talking about the other element of you get to love your body. You get to appreciate and be grateful for the body that the universe has given you in whatever condition, old, young, fat, thin, whatever. You know, physically challenged, you can still find ecstasy. And some people are talking about LGBTQ issues and inclusivity in our society, and how that community can find a place in the sacred sexuality world. So it's a wonderful, broad, inclusive discussion about sacred sexuality from the way I look at it, which is, you know, every connection opportunity in your life is an opportunity for sacred sexuality if you develop the tools and the practices that enrich your ability to really relate and go deep with people. And that doesn't necessarily even include a lover, but it certainly applies to your lover and to yourself and the universe, as you said earlier.
Well,
so it starts
a beautiful summit.
April 20th. Thank you. It starts
well,
April 20th. And yeah, and every day it's just one interview will be released each day. So it takes up a whole month every single day with a new person talking. And each one offers a free gift. So it's an incredible opportunity for listeners. I can't imagine why people don't just flock to them. And a lot of people do. Thousands of people sign up. So free. All you have to do is, you know, just go to Erica's link, which I'm sure you'll put in the written material.
Yes. Well, Helen, I'm so excited to be part of that summit. And you're also speaking on my summit, which is coming up May 4th. So we're putting out some beautiful work, and I hope the people will respond. I know they will, and they are responding.
Absolutely.
So,
you know,
any final words you have for people? What would you like to say?
I'd like to say to people that don't ever give up. Do not ever give up on having the kind of deep, loving connections that you want. A woman wrote to me yesterday and said, you know, I'm 75 and my husband just left me for another woman. You know, is it too late for me to find the deep, loving connection that I'm looking for? And I said, yes. I mean, you know, it's never too late. Yes, go for that deep, loving connection. I said, if something happened to my husband right now, I'm 70. And I said, I would totally putting it out to the universe, just, you know, whatever. If I'm meant to have a guy, send him to me. If I'm not, that's okay too. But it's like, don't ever give up on the idea of love, because then you get to live in that love energy, whether you have a partner or not. You're living in the energy of love. And so it's like, I don't think people should go desperately seeking it, but I think people should totally be optimistic about the possibility of having love in their lives. And in order to prepare for that, take yourself on. Go deep. Understand yourself. Become aware. Become open-hearted. Become skilled at relationship interactions with all levels of intimacy, with your boss, with your kids, with your partner. And then you will feel confident in co-creating the kind of love that you want. So don't ever give up on it, and take responsibility and just keep getting better and better and better at it. And that's the joy of life to me.
That is really beautiful. Thank you so much, Ellen.
Well, thank you so much for having me, Erica. I'm sending you a big hug, and I know how crazy the summits are to create, how much work goes into them. And so I admire you for taking it on again. I believe, is this your eighth one?
No, this is the seventh one. This is the
seventh
one.
Anyway, but I totally admire your dedication to providing this service for people. And onward.
Onward and upward. Sending you a virtual hug. And to all
thank
of my
you,
listeners.
Back to you too.
Our listeners. I'm your host, Dr. Erica Goodstone, saying goodbye for now. Please visit my website, drericagoodstone.com, where you can apply for a complimentary healing through love session, and browse the site so you can help yourself heal through love. Look forward to speaking to you again soon. Bye for now.